Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Paul Clary, the president of Tarkett Hospitality. I'm catching Paul out at the City Center development in Las Vegas. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Always good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you. So HD Expo starts tomorrow. That's the biggest expo in the hospitality market. And for the first time, there will be a much bigger presence for Tarkett, because back in October of last year was when you finalized the Lexmark acquisition, and you're there in one space now, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we're very excited. It's been a while coming for us to get to the Tarkett hospitality approach, but we'll have one space, and we'll basically be showing everything from Custom Axe Minister, Broadloom, LVT, millwork, and carpet tile. So we feel like we've got the most comprehensive offering of product for the hospitality sector.
It's become now, like in many businesses, you're one of the big three. When it comes to flooring for hospitality, you're as big as anybody in the business.
Yeah, we're very relevant to the customer base. We're excited to show it all the next few days.
You know, this is a custom business, whether it be the brand or the design firms that are involved. People like to come to these shows and kind of see your capability, but then they sit down with you and say, this is the project we're working on. What can you do for us? And this is the look we're looking for. And so it's not just capability and inline stock product. It's what can you do for us from a custom standpoint? So just tell us, when you walk into your space, what are you featuring? You know, you're going high end, you're going Axminster. What's going to be your da-da pizzazz at the show?
We believe for the first time anywhere in the hospitality world, someone's actually going to see a whole coordinated approach. So as you said, you're definitely going to see beautiful Axminster.
Yeah.
We've actually got a custom LVT line that we make in Alabama that coordinates with that. Uh-huh. We'll also have the Broadloom. We'll have some millwork. So it's just going to be a total package that nobody in hospitality has been able to offer previously. So it's very exciting, and I think our designers are going to be delighted to see some of the things they can now play with.
So how healthy is the hospitality sector?
It remains very stable.
Yeah.
There was some in the first quarter. There was some financial issues on the construction and lending side that slowed it down a little bit, but it just means the pipeline is bigger than ever. I think it was Lodging Econometrics put out something earlier in the week saying that we're within 4% of the peak. So it all still remains very positive domestically. And then globally, I mean, outside North America, it's ready to boom.
All right, so has there been any shift from new construction to refurb? Is that shifting? Because that generally happens on the back end of a cycle, as you see less new construction and more refurb. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's the one thing we still haven't seen a lot of renovation come back as strong as we thought it would.
Yeah.
So new construction is still driving a lot of the growth.
This is a two-day show. I mean, it's basically three, but it's really just two strong days, and it starts tomorrow. Are you right as you walk in, or where's your location?
We're right at the entrance. As you come in the main entrance, turn right, and we're there.
You know, I was, let's talk about this shift in use of hard versus soft. Got some information about this downtown Phoenix Hyatt. It's a 600-room luxury hotel right downtown Phoenix. It's going to be all LVT. So it's not just the middle price points that are doing this. It's going into the upper end as well, right?
Absolutely. It's like everywhere, from an interiors perspective, people are looking to create different looks. We continue to see LVT as a growth category. As you said, at the upper end of the market, it's growing faster than at the lower end.
Yeah, that's what makes this Tarkett Lexmark acquisition even better for you, because you were sourcing it. You had a supply at Lexmark, but now you have domestic USA produced, so you don't have to worry about these tariffs. It's a pretty good picture for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're very excited for that.
Back to this conversion to LVT usage, I guess the jury's still out on whether or not they're going to get longer cycles on this. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that was always the hope from an end-user perspective, or from an ownership perspective, was that, you know, you would go from a 7 to maybe a 15-year cycle.
Yeah.
But we're too early into that to see if that holds up. A lot of the initial products that were put in have had issues with scratching and maintenance, and so I think as the hotels refine what they're looking for in terms of specification, we may see that longer cycle, but it's too early to say. And quite honestly, I mean, it's also, there is an element of fashion to hotels, and as you and I both say in hotels a lot, you always like to see a fresh-looking floor. You don't want to come into a floor that looks like it's 15 years old. I still think that'll be a challenge for the industry as a whole.
I know. When you walk in the room and you look down the hall toward the window, right where that desk chair is, you're going to be able to see whether or not that's scuffed or not, right when you walk in the room.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is one of the challenges, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, acoustics remains an issue, but with different products, they found ways around that. But I do think LVT has a long-term place within hospitality.
Yeah. So let me ask you, just a minute ago, announced where you are. You're in a development that was built in Vegas, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. What's the floors in there?
Well, I'm actually staying at the Cosmos. I'm glad to say it's my carpet in on the guest room floor, but there is a little bit of LVT right at the front of the room.
Okay, it's your carpet.
Yeah.
That's why you picked it up.
It is.
All right, Paul, I hope you have a great show. It's good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Paul Clary, the president of Tarkett Hospitality, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.